The sun is shining. The wind is blowing through the trees. There's some light steam coming up off of this walkway. The birds are singing. There's a creek flowing. I'm not there yet. You can hear the wind in the trees up high. I don't know if that's coming through on the recording. The smell of honeysuckle is in the air. This is just one little place on the earth. But all of this beauty that is just amazing just pales in comparison to the glory of the Lord. The glorious splendor of His majesty. The Lord Jesus Christ. The God of the universe. The glory of the Lord Himself is beyond human words, and it's almost like humans, we mess things up. We screw things up. We miss it, of course. The first two humans, they were in the Garden of Eden, in God's presence, in His fullness, in His glory. They were saved automatically in His presence, automatically born again. And they sinned, and any other human would have also. And we today, we have the opportunity to seek Him, to get His presence, and we don't do it. We do everything else except that, except the one thing that we should be doing: seeking Him, getting Him, seeking the kingdom, which is Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit in His glory. Even those of us who are saved and are in ministry, we do everything else but the one thing we should be doing. We're busy with ministry. We're busy with whatever we perceive as our ministry, and doing, and learning the Bible and all these. And there's one thing we should be doing: seeking Him. Waiting on the Lord. We must die, get rid of our old nature, and just fellowship with Him. And remember that it's hard to put it into words, but when we have Him, the Holy Spirit, the greatest power in the universe, the most glorious presence and power in the universe, what we were born to do, what we were made to do, be in union with Him on a day-to-day basis. There are glorious benefits for those who do seek Him and who do their best to walk with Him. Eternal benefits. Priceless. You know, His presence is priceless. Priceless. Eternal. But there's the other side. There are dangerous, tragic consequences for those who don't humble themselves before him, seek him. And so there are the two sides. As glorious as his presence is and his heaven is as horrific as hell is. It's hard to give a message about hell when, you know, I'm talking about the anointing and the presence of Jesus and how glorious it is that where I am, the weather, and but I do want to at least give some time to it. Hell is a real place. It's a place of eternal fire. People will burn in fire forever. It's in the middle of the earth. Hell is literally shaped like a human body lying on her back in the middle of the earth. There are all different parts of hell. There are many people around, that's why I have to pause it. There's the heart of hell, the arms, the legs, the head, the jaws, the belly, and humans are eternal souls, so we will live forever, exist forever, either in heaven or in hell. And a real tragedy is that so many people, even Christians, don't believe in this literal hell. They don't preach it. They don't talk about it. It's a hard subject. And I'm going to give some full messages about it coming up soon. But I have to at least add this, that as great as things can be is as bad as things can be on the other side. Even in Exodus, when we read, you know, Moses said, "Show me your glory," and he, the Lord God Almighty, we know the passage, revealed himself, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the children's children to the third and fourth generation. But remember, in that passage it says, then there's the other side. And that's what we must always fear him. Jesus said, "Fear him who has the power to cast body and soul into hell." I say to you, fear him. So there's the two sides, and we see that we can even see that in human beings. We have a good side, and then we have the bad side. Our weaknesses, our frailties, our shortcomings, our sins. Even the greatest people on the earth, the saints, the St. Paul, you know, wrote about, "No, the things I don't want to do, I do." And it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how we can walk with him. That's how he's our helper, our comforter, our strengthener, our standby, our advocate. The comforter. How awesome is that? We all want that. And he is Jesus. Here's a takeaway. How can we walk with the Holy Spirit? When we let Him do it, I think that's when it happens, and it happens naturally. We let go, we let God do it. We wait on Him, we seek Him. We get beyond our struggling and our straining and our old nature where we're trying to pray and come up. Because remember, let's always remember, the most powerful being in the universe, also the most gentle, what we were born to do. He is what we were born to do, is to have that relationship with Him, which ends in fellowship. When it doesn't end, it begins. That fourth phase, the final phase, when we get there, that's when everything begins. The paradox, you know, try to save your life, you'll lose it. Lose your life for Jesus, you'll save it, you'll find it. Not save it, you'll find it. Hate your life, love your life, you'll lose it. Hate your life, you'll keep it for eternal life. Glory to God. We die. We die spiritually. We get rid of our old nature. That's when we live. We die physically. That's when we truly live. We go to heaven forever. Amen. The paradox. We come to that final phase, the fourth phase, which almost no one gets to. I'll just say it like it is. There may be 10 people on the earth who've even gotten there out of 7.5 billion people. That final phase, and we die, that's when everything begins. Because now the Holy Spirit, Jesus, is doing it, not us. Amen. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus Christ. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him, and he with me." And so back to this, how do we do it? We let Him do it. He's the most powerful being. He's what we were born to do. He made us. He knows everything about us. He can do it. We can do nothing. We let Him. And so then we're in union with Him, and that's when glorious things happen. And it, again, it starts personally, but then it goes publicly. So personally, the most wonderful thing that we can do as a human being, the most fulfilling thing, the most thrilling, the most awesome, the most exciting, is fellowship with Jesus Christ, personally, just us, with Him. Isn't that interesting that, you know, we as humans, I gave that previous message and I've mentioned this, but I do want to drive it home. Personally and privately, we do all kinds of things to find fulfillment, don't we? You know, we're going to do those things that we like. We're going to avoid those things that we don't like. We're going to, you know, on a day-to-day basis, we have to do some things we don't like, of course. But when we have that time, maybe it's in the evening after work, maybe it's on the weekends, we're going to do those things that we really want to do, like planning that trip, watching that entertainment program that we like, listening to that music, you know, planning something for the future. Oh, some party, some celebration. Oh, there's a holiday coming up. Planning a trip. People plan a trip and they talk about it. They tell everyone they know, oh, I'm going here and I'm doing this. The greatest thing that we can do as a human being, infinitely greater than everything else, is fellowship with Jesus Christ. That's the kingdom. And I keep talking about it over and over again because it's so important. It's the most important thing in all of our human lives. And yet, I don't hear many ministers talking about it. It was Jesus' most frequent topic, the one he talked about by far the most. He talked about it again and again and again. Just look in a concordance. What did Jesus talk about the most? Just look up in a concordance, and the word kingdom is far greater, is mentioned far greater than any other topic. The second most frequent topic is faith. And when we find the kingdom, we find faith. So when we rely on Him and it's His power, that's faith. Faith is reliance. We've gotten it all wrong. We've said, oh, we need to have faith, and have faith like a mustard seed, and have faith, if we have faith, then we can get healed. Well, that may be true, because God is so awesome. But really, and I didn't think of this, a great man of God says this in many of his messages, don't seek faith, don't seek anything, seek Jesus Christ. We find Him, we get everything that we need and want, everything. His love, His hope, His life, His glory, His peace, His joy, His faith. It's reliance on Him. So someone can, if they really seek the Lord, and they just what I said a few minutes ago, if somebody realizes, hey, you know, it's His power, He's the greatest power, I'm going to let go. I'm going to just wait on Him and seek Him. Let Him transform me and join me in union and walk with Him and fellowship with Him. When they do that, they may not have even know what faith is, but they are now walking in faith. They're doing it. They're living it. Now they're relying on Him. Amen. So the power, on a scale of 0 to 1,000, His power is infinity. Our power, of course, is 0. So we rely on Him and we get access to that. Amen. That same analogy I used in a previous message. You know, we all want to do great things, exciting things, fun things. So on a scale of 0 to 1,000, fellowship with Jesus is infinity. It's priceless. We can't put it into words. And yet the things we're doing might be on a 0 to 1,000, you know, some fun thing, some trip, or some might be a 7 or a 3 or a 12. Or, oh, if it's really great, it's some memorable thing, it's a 22, or it's just nothing compared to the fellowship of Jesus. So one message, one theme, fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone does need to move through the phases 1, 2, 3, 4, but hey, that you could be a pioneer and a trendsetter. You could move through the phases. I don't know where you are in your phases or if you know Jesus Christ, but you could move through them fast. He's no respecter of persons. It's up to us. It's our response to Him. He's always available. His power and His presence and power is always available and is everywhere on the earth. Amen. Amen.